Hey, you want that to go?
Our first news take out this hour comes as a takedown after weeks of allegations and facing questions about his ethics. Charles Rangel, Democratic representative from New York City, faced the media this morning.
I have this morning sent a letter to Speaker Pelosi asking her to grant me a leave of absence until such time as the Ethics Committee completes its work.
Which means that the chairman of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee is not Charles Rangel at this moment. We're joined now by Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Is this a changing of the guard for the Ways and Means Committee? Is Charlie Rangel finished, do you think, at this point?
John, it's really hard to say, but the allegation that has caused Charlie Rangel to step aside is not only the most serious, is not the most serious one against him, not by a long shot. The Ethics Committee admonished Charlie Rangel last week for knowing or having should have known that a trip that he took a couple of years ago to the Caribbean was paid for by a nonprofit that was in turn financed by corporations, big corporations, and that's against House rules. But there are a lot of other allegations against him that are still pending. Improper fundraising for a Charles Rangel Center at the City College of New York, abusing rent control rules in New York City, failing to pay taxes on a rental property in the Dominican Republic. So this is a temporary step aside, or so he says. But if the Ethics Committee rules against him in other allegations, it's hard to imagine how he could regain the gavel of Ways and Means.
Well, we both know how things operate in Washington. I mean, this move indicates that he has no support. There are no Democratic representatives who are going to stand with him. And so he's got to step down. These people aren't going to return after the ethics investigation, are they?
Well, I don't know about no support, but certainly not enough. And John, you're right. They won't return after the ethics investigation, most likely. But it was really yesterday where there started to become clear that Charlie Rangel's hold on Ways and Means was really teetering. Artur Davis, who's a member of Congress from Alabama, who's running for governor in that state, is an African-American member of the Congressional Black Caucus, and an ally of Charlie Rangel, said he didn't think Charlie Rangel should stay. Wow. After that, there was a bit of a flood, and it became clear it was going to be hard for Charlie Rangel to stay on.
Couple seconds on successor.
There are a number of people on the list. Pete Stark of California, Jim McDermott of Washington, John Lewis from Georgia, all senior members of Ways and Means. It's unclear who will take over.
All right. Thanks for that. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, live.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.